It's a new sport gaining popularity across the nation, foot golf. According to the American Foot Golf League, there are more than 250 foot golf courses across the nation, with 25 of them right here in Michigan. John Aaron is president and founder of the Michigan Foot Golf Club.
Some people are nervous to play golf. If you miss a shot, you might bust out someone's window or something. But in foot golf, everyone knows how to kick a ball. And if you don't kick it good, you can just go kick it again. And that's what's really great.
Aaron's getting ready to compete in the first ever U.S. Foot Golf National Championship. It's happening Saturday in Chicago. Stateside's Mercedes Mejia caught up with Aaron at the Georgetown Country Club in Ann Arbor before he heads off to compete.
Okay, so we're going to put the ball down behind the tee markers, just like in golf. I'm John Aaron with the Michigan Foot Golf Club. I've been playing soccer my whole life, and I also enjoy golf, and it was just a perfect fit. And we are shooting for the orange flag on the left. If you notice, straight down is the golf flag. So if we were golfing, we'd be going over there to right. Since we're foot golfing, we're going to go down there to the left. I would say that is probably about 100 yards away. Similar rules to golf. Most golf courses have multiple tee boxes, which is what makes it great. If you're a beginner or younger, you can play from a closer spot, so it's a little bit easier for you, just like in golf. So we are, after our first shot, we're now taking our second shot. This would be a par 3 or 4. It's kind of a practice hole, so they haven't really said, but if this was a par 3, we'd be shooting for birdie, which is getting a 2 on a 3. We are about 20 yards away from the hole, maybe 15 yards, and this could be considered putting, if you would.
Oh, yeah, not quite there.
All right, no, it's good.
We're in line with the hole. Now we can each take our third shot for par.
A lot of people ask if the hole is sunken in foot golf, so yes, it's exactly like golf. It is sunken into the ground.
So for this one,
the golf hole is straight ahead, and the foot golf hole is off to the right. And if you see the golfer in the distance, so that just shows, you know, everyone plays together. Golfers play with foot golfers. That's what kind of makes the sport great.
Hey guys.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how
are you? So what do you think about this foot golf?
I think it's really cool. I didn't know that it existed really before today. I mean, we've done it at soccer practice as a drill, but I didn't know there's a course that actually made holes for it. It's pretty cool. My name is Alex Martino.
It's going to go really poorly, but it's going to sound good.
I'll try it. I hate soccer, so not the sport for me. I'll try it because my friends like soccer, so I'll come with him.
All right, and your name?
Michael Shea.
Just like a normal golf course, we'll walk to the next tee. It's great what they said because they're doing a lot of surveys right now to prove putting a foot golf course on a golf course isn't going to take away from the current golf clients. People that are going to golf or continue golfing, this is going to add revenue through people that would never have normally been on a golf course or playing golf. So to hear someone even say they hate soccer but they'd still try it out, you know, that's something that's pretty cool. So we're going to aim for the right over here.
A little bit in there, yeah.
So this would be a par 3 on the course. I'm going to Chicago for the first ever foot golf U.S. National Championship put on by the AFGL. And the top 3 American finishers in the tournament will qualify for a spot to be on the U.S. World Cup team representing the United States in Argentina in the second ever foot golf World Cup. Also, for the tournaments, there's a pretty strict dress code, which is long socks. Most people like to wear argyles. That's kind of a foot golf thing. Golf attire, so golf shirts, so no soccer shorts, no soccer shirts. It's more on the golf end of things than the soccer end of things. When you're playing with your friends or playing for fun, there is really no dress attire. That's just for the tournament. So. My older brother got a hole-in-one last year, and I still haven't gotten a hole-in-one, so you can imagine how that makes me feel. I believe it was over 90 yards, and he caught the hill perfectly and just went right in. You know, the biggest thing I'm trying to do here in Michigan and Ann Arbor is just get more people aware of the game. I still find myself daily meeting people that have never even heard of foot golf, and so just bringing more people to the game, getting more people on the golf courses, and just spreading the word of foot golf.
Nice job.
That story was produced by Stateside's Mercedes Mejia.